went to go to America for 2 weeks, and he went to daven mincha in the house where she lights candles. He said he actually felt the kedusha of the place where he went into his wife's place where she lights candles. He said the mokum, he felt tremendous kedusha in the place. The mokum has kedusha. A woman davens in a certain place, kviyas of the mokum. Kedusha, it creates kedusha. That mokum has kedusha. Let's go on with Reb Chaim. So, three lines from the bottom. Kol mi she'ena nichnas the Beis HaKnesses v'olam hazeh, ena nichnas v'olam habo. So, v'shachem b'zeh. K'she kol ha-tzadikim nikonsu lifnim yishogu ha-isar. He'll be outside, b'chutz, k'mo she'noag b'tfilam, k'di'isa b'sefer chasidim. Lo yetze odom, this is a very powerful one. Lo yetze odom mi Beis HaKnesses. Don't go out of shul, ad she'simu kol ha-tfilam. Until you finish all the davening. Don't go out earlier. Ella in came tzarich and the kavi you use the bathroom or lahaki or lemaisa zikna achas or something happens to you have to leave out. Shahayis amikademis the tefila. There was a maisa with the zakena achas. There was a certain woman. Shahayis amikademis. She used to come to davening regularly. Vahaya ba maisim tovim. She had wonderful actions. The acha maisa ba b'achaloyim the tovim. After she died, she came in a dream to one of her mishpacha. Omulay ma ito ma es. Ma es ba'isa ha'olam. Well, how is it in olam haba for you? Amar lahem, makin oisi bedinim gedolim. They keep on hitting me. Mekasher shar tzadikim mitzipkonis v'simcha. And other people are in simcha. Megarshin oisim mitnei. They push me away. Va'omer kasher oisi b'chayim. When I was alive, ha'isi yoytzes mebeis haknesses. The seidak lush, I left earlier. But oh, ha'isi mamtenis ad shahayu yoytzes mebeis haknesses. I left a woman. Don't leave the shul early. Don't leave before the end of davening. Wait until the end of davening. People rush out very often. Don't leave too early. Bayin sham shahavi oid maisa bezer va'omu ha'misvala beis haknesses ki'ilu makiv mincha tahayla. Dirusha Hashem b'imotzu heichen hu motzu beis haknesses. He's handled beis haknesses. To daven in the shul and stay to the end of davening. Don't leave earlier. If sometimes it's a maisa which you have to go out for the bathroom or something, but otherwise stay for davening until the very end. Don't leave early. Well, the daven dvorim b'teilim beis haknesses im eino tzorchei ha'mitzvah hu isul gomur. Not to talk in shul. If you have to listen, I brought this along. Simon Kufnun Aleph Sif Aleph. Frightening words of the Chofetz Chaim here. Don't talk in shul. People get very friendly in shul, very hamish, no? They talk a lot, they feel very comfortable. It's nice to feel comfortable, but not the mutton of schmoozing. The
expression says, if you come to shul to talk, you're going to go to Zadon.
Yeah. Yeah, let's have a look at the Lashon here. Bate Knesses or Bate Midrashes, Eino Gimbam Kalus Roish. Jokes. Kagon Schoik, the Hito Sicha Betela. Schmoozing, talking about Trump, talking about Hezbollah, talking about other things. But Eino Cholim Beshoisim, don't eat or drink there. But I miscashed him by him. But I metail him by him. Don't go in for a trip. But I nichnos him by him. But Chama, Mipne Achama, Bikshomi, Meakshomi. There's something about Tamil Chom, eat and eat there. Don't go through your accounts, your business matters. You go and kuper shall stock opinions, that you can do. But you have to be very careful with the kuper shul. I heard Rabbi Sai, Rabbi Steinman, in Haunov, it was after a terrible pigua. I got the feeling maybe it was a number two bus, I'm not sure. He came and spoke in Imre Shefer Shul in Haunov, and he said as follows. There are three things which give insurance for security in times of danger in Klal Yisrael. The first is answering Amei Neheshmei Rabbah with the Tzibur, because that brings the Shechina down into your location. Neheshmei Rabbah le'olam ule'olmei olmayo. Chaim Baloshes says it brings the Shechina down into your location. Le'olam is olam atzilus. Olmei b'ya yitzira asir our world. It brings the Shechina down. Answering Amen Heishma Yabba with Kavana gives security. It brings the Shechina down to you. Second thing is Meir Brachos, saying Brachos. That we learn from David HaMelech. Remember, the Maisa at the end of his life, 100 people died a day. Something. He was very mitzvah, David HaMelech, over the Maisa. And he got a bas kol to tell him that people are not makpid about Meir Brachos. People have forgotten. Now, Maisa, it's a tana kom the time Moshe. Ma Hashem Shoy Mech Altri Ma Elamea Meir. But it was forgotten, it was missed out. So he sent messages around everywhere that people should be careful with 100 bottles, and the plague stopped. And the third thing was Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, Kedusha of a Shul. Kedusha Bashul. Because that is the center of Kedusha in the community. If you're mavaza that, then you don't have security in the community.
How would that apply to children playing in shul, parents letting children play in shul?
I don't know. I always try to...
Rattling of candies being open and stuff like
no,
that.
No, if that's not playing. I don't know if that's playing. I was always careful with my children. I said, if you want to play, you go outside.
Not pointing fingers at
anybody. No. I think children could come to shul, but they have to know, if they want to play, then they don't play outside or go home. But shul is a mokum of kedusha. It's a chinuch of children. You have to be very careful, because that is the center of kedusha in the community. The whole community has a shul, and that is the center. Once you have a zilzil of kedusha, then you don't have the shechina there. Be careful of the shechina in the mokum. Kedusha is based on essence. He brings down here, I think, maybe here or maybe somewhere else, I remember he brings down, many communities were destroyed because they weren't careful about Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Many Kedusha. I have a chavusa I learned within the Mir, and he used to have a neighbor who lived in Romania, who came out from the war. And then after the war, he went back to see his community, and all the shuls were destroyed except one shul, which was left standing. One shul was left standing. And that shul, he said, the Rav told the Gabbai, if anybody talks in shul, you throw them out. And that shul was left standing. And we told them, only one shul. Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, be careful of it. Let me read out to you the Lashon of the Chofetz Chaim here in Mishneh Berurah. Very important word. Afilu sichas chulin, shehi letzorech parnosa. The b'chutz shori outside, but not inside. The Beis HaKnesses also don't talk business in shul. Upat sicha b'teila legamwe. It's nothing to just schmoozing with somebody. The b'vaday royal limnaya tomid mizeh. People they take the sefer ko out of the own kodesh. People are mazalza. They take opportunity. They think you can talk now at this time, and therefore they schmooze. It's not a heter really. It's not a heter. It's a mistake. You know, there's still the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, and they take the sefer ko out, so you think there's time to talk. But maybe one shouldn't talk. Just go around schmoozing with people. Can you imagine how bad that is? Not only do you talk Lashon Hara inside the shul. You're in the palace of the king, and you call other people to do aveiros. So he goes on very long about it. Started with one person, it goes into machlekes, and people have arguments, and people have discussions in it. And it comes into bad expressions, how bonus, but you embarrass people. And especially sometimes in front of a sefer Torah, you think you can talk because of sefer Torah, they're not leaning, you can talk, you shouldn't talk. He goes on how bad it is.
Is it okay to talk about Parsha or something related?
I don't know, because it leads to other things, and I'm not sure.
You're talking quite
what's the Maila?
I'm asking a question when? About the Parsha or something like that.
Maybe, I don't know.
Between Aliyahs.
Not such a heter to talk between Aliyahs. You should wait until after Maftir, actually. The Chatzchila one shouldn't talk between Aliyahs. What?
It's
Musaf.
Not immediately.
No. I know people don't say a word when they have tefillin on.
All these tissue boxes have the promise from the Bala Tosfos of one who's Shomer Piv during davening and
not to talk,
and
not to talk. Even laning as well, and even bena gavur la gavur, not to talk as well. I don't know. If you acquire that discipline, then you suddenly can take on the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. You realize the makom is a makom kedusha; it has more chashivas to you. Once you take on that discipline, it's a discipline to have. Yeah. Let's go on. Okay, important things about Beis we're learning here today. Let's go on. We're up to the third line, second line. This is an awful thing. Listen to this. Chazor Sashat, the person talks in the Chazor Sashat. It's the only place, I think, in the whole Shulchan Aruch where I've seen where he tells a punishment. Yeah.
What the person looks like in Olam Haba?
Terrible, terrible thing. The person talks in Chazor Sashat. Listen to this thing. Lo yasiach sichas chulin b'shas hashat choyzeh b'tfilah. Don't talk any conversation about the time of Chazor Sashat. V'im soch, hu choyte The God El Avoyna means serve a Goarimbo. Listen to this. You are Choyte. He cannot bear his Avoyn, and they bark at him in Shamayim.
Huh.
Such a terrible thing. Goarimbo Bashamayim. Goarimbo. You have to listen to Chazaz Tashatz. I have a friend who learned by Rav Gusman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. This is your side of the 2 weeks' time. Rav Gusman, he said during Chazaz Tashatz, would sound exactly the same as the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei. Followed in the Siddur every single word. There was no difference between his own Shemoneh Esrei. He stood there quietly and followed inside the Siddur every single word. Yeah, it's a spotter. Listen to Chazal. When you say Amen, the Amen has to be related to what the bracha was. So the Amen, I also agree with what is said. That's the kara of the Amen. The Amen is going on the bracha. So listen to the bracha, which is said. We're going by. The Yilamid Onav Bonav Hekatanim Shiyanu Amen. Kimiyat Shatinuk Oina Amen Yesh Lachelit Loilam Abba. Child answers Amen. Teach the child to say Amen. The best teaching, Baboy says, is by example. The child sees you, how you behave in the shul, everything goes by example. The dugma is everything. Okay. Heavy musa today, Rabbi Yisrael. You see from these words how Reb Chaim lived. Reb Chaim lived these points. He lived by the Maimai Chazal, these Maisa. This was his life, how he lived this. Let's go on a second. Ukriyas HaToyah Uvakadish Umekoyme Shemuvah B'Shulchan Aruch She'osu B'dibu She'ein Shum Heter Bozeh. Rabbi Chama, he brings down a maisa. Rabbi Chama Bachanina Ashkach le Eliyahu. Rabbi Chama met Eliyahu Anovi. Ve'imei gemalim tu'unim, and he saw him carrying camels with heavy luggage. Omale, maha gemalim halo. What's the purpose of these gemalim tu'unim? Omale, af beroiges. They're full of anger and punishment. The misha mesape ben kedusha le kedusha oive. To someone who talks between kedusha ben kedusha le kedusha boruch, ben yeheshmei rabba lisborach ben kol boruchu boruch. Boham medabe olav akosav oime belo oisi korosi yakov. Terrible thing. He's oinish to those people. I think Reb Chaim lived these mice in Abaisa, no? Why did he put, it's a sefer halacha here. He brings them down to show, actually, he must have lived with these mice. V'chein heibim ha-poiskim v'shem ha-medrash. Shechochem echod nisroel le-talmidah b'chaloim. One chochem appeared to his talmid in a dream, im kesem b'mitzchah, with a mark on his forehead. Omer lezeh, sheze oynesh mipnei shalo nisa le-dabe b'shaas kaddish. I wasn't careful not to talk during kaddish. Gam hebiu shom misefer chasid and meisa bechosid echad shera lechosid acher b'meisa. But that he saw another chosid after his death, upono marikas, and his face was green. Omele lama panecha marikas. Why is your face so sad? Omele mipnei shayisim medaber b'shas shahashat zchaya oime baichulu. Ubiyachas mogen avoyis ubiyiskada amen ad kanoshayna. Yeah, I don't know if he brings it here. I once saw somewhere that there are three places you have to be very careful to answer Amen, and there's always a problem that you don't answer. Of Tachias HaMesim, because you're busy saying the Kaddish. After Hapoyos Amo Yisrael Bashalom, on Friday night, because you're busy saying Vayichulu. Hapoyos Shalom, yes. B'Shom B'nei Yisrael. B'Shom B'nei Yisrael. And also by Moedim, because you're busy to say Moedim. You're thinking of answering Kaddish, you're thinking of answering B'Shomu, and you're thinking of answering Amen. And people don't say Amen in those three places. And I saw once in a Chazal somewhere, Sefer.
You should not be thinking about those things, you should be thinking about
those. You should make sure you say Amen, and many people don't answer Amen, because they're thinking of dancing, saying B'Shomu B'nei Yisrael. Or you think of saying Moedim Anachlu Loch. And that's one of the reasons for the ikub of the gula.
Say
amen.
And
then on the moedim. People say moedim. And those three places, each of those three places, are all to do with the osid lovai of the gula shlema of and also they're all to do with the Osir, the Gula Shlema. And in the Sefer brought down that those are things which are ma'akev and the Gula Shlema, because those three areas, Machaya Mesim is talking about the Gula Shlema, Hamachzi Shchinasa Letzion, and also Poyis Amo Yisrael Bashalom is also that to do with that. They don't say Amen, not saying the Kerach of saying Amen. I forgot where I saw it somewhere, it's safer somewhere. Those three places are places where people forget to say Amen.
Huh.
Let's go on. Afilu yesh asara bilada, v'koshekenim ein asara, koshekenim b'shaz kaddish, shafilu hiru b'dibrei Torah also. Tzorich al pi din la'anois Amen b'koylo shel shatz. Lo gavar mimenu, that's a bit hard sometimes. People say Amen loud. You shouldn't say it louder than the shatz. Why is that? Why don't you say it louder than the shatz? You shouldn't be louder than the shatz when you say Amen.
But the shatz just finished speaking when you say Amen. So why would you be louder?
Yeah, but if you are louder than him, you should say it the same. You shouldn't say it louder than the shatz. I forgot the reason why. Why don't you say Amen louder? You have to know what you're saying Amen to. The kama hichmiu chazal, but amen yisoyma v'chatupa. Amen yisoyma is when it's late. You said amen too late. You answered to, and it's not connected to the bocha. Katufa is you broke off the bocha, meaning he said mechaya meisim. Before he said meisim, you said amen. You broke it off. V'chatufa is when you didn't finish the bocha. Then you said amen, instead of saying amen. The ways of saying amen, amen must be said amen. Not amei, not amei, but amein. I think toch kedei dibur, within the time it takes to say, I think kel melech ne'aman or shalom aleichem moiri rabbi, immediately afterwards. Otherwise, it's amein yesoima. You have to say amein soon after the chazan is finished, but not too early and not too late, and say the whole word. What's the whole importance of amein? Why is amein so important? Kel melech ne'aman. There are three expressions of the Hashgacha of Kael is the time of creation, Melech is Matan Torah, and Ne'aman is Lekula Shleima. So it's an Eidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kael from the Bria, Melech is Matan Torah, and Ne'aman is going on Lasid Lovo. So it's an expression, it's like a witness to it. I saw once in a sefer somewhere that if you say Amen, it's like Edim on a Shtar. It's like you have a shtar by saying Amen, you guarantee it. So what happens if you don't say Amen? It's not a valid shtar.
It's not validated.
Is it invalidated? I don't know. Is it invalidated if you don't say Amen?
Only for you.
You say a bach without Amen?
Only for you.
I was had a shayla with that. If it's like Eidus on the shtar, so what happens if you don't say Amen to it?
It's a stronger shtar. It's like a confirmation.
It's a confirmation. It doesn't invalidate without it, but it's a stronger confirmation. But the shtar without Eidus is invalid.
Right.
We're validating the bracha that was said.
Yes.
You don't say Amen, you're not validating.
You're validating. It doesn't give kayach to the bracha. It doesn't give kayach to the bracha. Did you ever see the video of Reb Chaim answering Amen to the Bebetzin?
Yeah.
To his wife?
No.
Yeah, it was a very nice beautiful, beautiful video.
And vice versa.
Yeah, they said Amen every morning to brachas, and you see him saying Amen to her brachas. Yeah. She says to his brachas, beautiful thing in the morning to say. If you can, you try and do it with your wife. Try and say Amen to each other's brachas in the morning. I try and do it with my wife on the phone or something, or she says it on the phone to me. But it gives a tremendous chizuk. Women don't have a minyan.
Why is there's a particular inyan of having the brachas or shachar, somebody to answer Amen to your brachas? Why is it particularly for those brachas? A lot of people are makpid.
So, I think any part.
I just find the birchas of shachar. There's a lot of people that come to shul in the morning and then they'll ask somebody, they'll go across the other side of the shul, for example, and say, can you say amen to my brachas? Why?
I don't know if it's only there. Brachas? I think it's anywhere. I don't think it's only there.
If you hear a bracha made on a recording, whether it's a video or audio recording, or you hear a bracha made in a movie,
It's not relevant there. It's not relevant. I don't think so. It's not a relevant bracha.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shayla on the telephone. I asked Rav Mordechai Goldstein that. What about that? And he said his father, Olav Shalom Reb Tuva, used to answer Amen to brachas on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
It was live.
I do.
It's live, yeah.
It's alive, but it's not exactly the voice or something.
Yeah.
I do that with my wife in the morning. I answer Amen on the telephone if you're not around.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Nice. She doesn't go to shul, she doesn't have a minyan, so it gives a chiddush, gives a chizuk to her. In a very nice way.
But I've often wondered if I happen to hear on a video or something, someone's making a full bracha, regular, but not saying Baruch, Hashem Elokeinu, they're saying full bracha proper. I automatically say Amen, and I think, should I have done that? You know?
Look at the end here, Rabbi. So this is an incredible maaseh at the end he brings down. Amen Yisamachatufa. Kol shekein she'ein enam amen. B'kava heviu b'shem ha'levush. You know this ma'isa of the levush? Mechosil echot she'nigza olav lechateich litvorim. It was cut up into pieces. Al shelo ono amen abach. I'll tell you the ma'isa here. The levush was a lav in a small town. And he was offered the position to be the lav in the Pozna, which was a major city. So he answered them and said, I would come, but you have to wait 3 months. Because I want to go to Italy to learn Hilchus Yesh Chodesh and Kiddush HaChodesh from a Sephardi Mekubal there. His name was Rabbi Abuhav. So he said, wait for 3 months and I'll come after 3 months. I want to know Hilchus Yesh Chodesh and Ibul HaChodesh from this world. So he went there for 3 months. He learned by him for a few months. And then as he was about to finish, the child of the world came in and made a Bray Pri Ha'etz. And he didn't answer Amen. He was busy learning at all. And the Dayan, who was learning from, was very angry with him and put him in Nidui for 30 days. He wouldn't talk to him for 30 days. He was extremely angry with him. He didn't say Amen to the child, made a bok in front of you. He was very angry with him for 30 days. After 30 days, he came back to him and said, I'll tell you why I got so angry with you. Following Maisa, which happened. There was a place in Spain where the king would continually come out with gezeiros against Klal Yisrael, continually. And there was one Yid who was a tzaddik who would always go and appease the king all the time. He was always very successful to go and appease the king. By Hi Hayom, and a gezeiro came out, and they sent him along that he should go to the king. And every time the king saw him, he was overjoyed and then happy with him. So one day he went there, and he was called to the king to try and appease him. And it was close to Shkia, and he hadn't done mincha yet. So as he was standing there, he realized there was a lot of commotion. He'll go to the side and daven mincha while waiting. As he was standing there, a priest came forward and gave a long, long bracha to the king in Latin. And while he was giving the bracha to the king, he was davening mincha. When he finished the koma, when the finished koma finished saying his bracha, he turned, did everybody here say, Amen, to my bracha? And they said, that Jew over there, the rabbi, was praying. He didn't say Amen to it. The king got very angry with it. So angry, he took him and cut him out in pieces and sent the pieces back to the family. So it was a mamash, enormous tragedy, and the gezeira came out, and the king sent all the Jews away from the place in Spain. And a while later, one of the Talmidim of this chassid, who used to go to the king, he got so distressed, he davened and davened to ask him why, and he appeared to him in the middle of the day in the room. He said to him as follows, I'll tell you why this happened to me. Years ago, I was in a room, and a child said Amen, I didn't say Amen to my bracha. I didn't say Amen to his bracha. He says, I never said Amen to my bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited because I hadn't done any other aveira in my life. So I never said Amen to that child. And now, this time, the Gezeirah came out on me because I never said Amen to him. So the Rav, Abuhav, turned around and said to Levush, I'll only give you smicha on Rosh Chodesh if you promise me, wherever you go, you warn everybody to say Amen in your community. Every month, the Levush will give a drosha about saying Amen. The Maisa. Wow. That's the Maisa here. It's cut up in the middle. It's someone's bracha. Is it time or
it's time for marriage.